Many people have the desire that we should do good actions, and we should do a lot of actions. The quantity should be high, and they plan or they see that there's somebody else who is praying a lot of salah, or is giving a lot of sadaqah, a lot of money and goodwill to others, or is reciting a lot of Quran, or is doing a lot of tasbih, or that person's doing a lot of dhikr. When we see a person like this, then in our hearts, after seeing a person doing good deeds, every individual has a desire that, mashallah, I also want to start reading tahajjud, I also want to read nafal prayer. Everyone has the desire to do good things. And we have the desire, the poor person has the desire, but he just doesn't have the courage or the stamina, or he doesn't pull himself together to practice. And he desires the good. He desires, he wants to do good. His heart feels he wants to do good, or she wants to do good. But how should we do good? How can I do 1,000 tasbihs like that person? How can I get up for tahajjud like that person? Oh, it's too hard for me to get up in the morning. Oh, I can't even sleep enough hours in the night and to sit until ishraq, sunrise, doing dhikr. Oh, it's too hard. My body will get tired and I'll start falling asleep. I'll feel sleepy. And sometimes, you see, I have heard the people who come for learning, they come, women, men, who want to learn. Okay, I'll get bay'ah, with you, you know, but I'm scared. What are you scared of, old person? I don't know how many wazifas you're going to give to me, how many lessons are you going to give to me that I have to do this much dhikr. I'm a bit scared of this. I said, what am I going to say to you? No, no, I've heard from people that if we come to you or to somebody and become a student, then he gives you bay'ah, then he'll say, do this many tasbihs and this much wazifa, this many lessons, this much you must read every day in the morning. And I'm scared of this, it's too much for me, you know? Subhanallah. So what's this to be scared about? Is this anything to be scared about? If we can't do it, then they give a big answer. We can't practice this, so we'll stay as sinners. Allah. Is this the case? Then don't do it then. No, no, no. But we want to. We have the desire. We have this sort of discussion. You know they want the good, but they don't want to step forth or come forward. And everyone has this. I had this as well. Everyone around us, everyone here has this issue. All of us are the same. If you say, oh, then I have to pray tahajjud, I can't pray tahajjud, then I'll do sins. And then you'll say, do this many tasbih, I won't be able to do this many tasbih of dhikr, that will be a sin. This, you know, we'll sit down and people are listening, mashallah. This is too difficult for us, this is too hard. How shall we do it? Our heart feels that we want to do tawbah. But why don't you do tawbah, repent? As a bus, you know, my job is such. And they start making excuses. I can't do tawbah because then I'll have to leave my lifestyle. Fastabiqul khayrat, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran. Very small statement. Allah Ta'ala says, sabqat, take it. And our situation is that we want to earn the dunya, wealth. We want to talk. We want to do bad deeds or wrongdoings. I haven't seen anyone till today. That if you sit him all night long and say there's a very nice film is on today, you'll say, yeah, yeah, let's watch this one, bring some more. I'll never get tired. The eyes will start to tire, they'll be red, we'll be rubbing them to see the film more. We'll be chatting and guests will come and we'll all be sitting down having a good time, so called. But there's nothing in that film for us for the future, but we're just sitting. And we're having a hard time. Even if this work the next day, we'll enjoy sitting up all night long. And even will you have to motivate that person to sit down? Rather, you'll have to pull them away from that. Don't do this deed. Don't do this deed, brother. It's not good for you. So what an opposite. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, that go and run towards the good deeds. And what do we run towards? The bad deeds. How sad. How weird. So Allah Ta'ala's message is haq, it is the truth. Allah Ta'ala, when He says something, He speaks the truth, the haq, the reality, and it will happen. It can happen. We say it's too hard to practice, I can't get up for tahajjud. Allah says, no, go run towards good deeds. So if Allah Ta'ala is saying in the Quran, run towards good deeds, then definitely He's made it possible and easy for us to run towards good deeds. So leave it to Allah. But we say, no, leave it. Oh, I'm not going to become the student and learn. But remember, whatever happens, remember this point that, oh, I'm busy, I can't change, I'm lazy, I'm negligent, or just, Please give me a little bit something to do. That's it. Don't give me too much. Just a little bit I can do for a few minutes in the morning. Or if I can't do it in the morning, then I'll do it in the afternoon for 5 minutes. That's it. Please, or do dua for me. All of my hardships, they disappear. The problems disappear. My issues disappear. Do dua that my business starts flourishing and my children, they're disobedient at home. We come with a big list, but we just want 5 minutes wazifa to fix our issues. And Allah Ta'ala, what does He say? فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Is this justice? You got all the problems under the sun and you want them to continue and you just want to do 2, 3, 4 minutes of wazifa. Is that it? How much we can earn in this world while we're alive? We can earn so much. So much in the akhirah. When we need that earning, the time is passing in this world. We're getting older. We're not getting younger. We're wasting the time. We think we've got so much time. If Allah Ta'ala has told us something in the Quran, then most definitely there's a way to do it. Isn't it? Because He's the creator. So I'll give you a little formula today. Little formula. Are you listening? All of you, mashallah, listening. Little formula, a secret for success. And you will become the greatest person who prays the Hajjud. You'll become the strongest dhakir. You'll do so much dhikr that I'll have to stop you. That's, please, please, stop, stop. You're doing too much. You're doing too much. I'll give you this formula. I've seen this. People go to the, and women and the men, look, do sabr, not too much, especially women. The women who said, no, I'm busy, I've got children, I'm busy at home. Just give me 2 tasbeen. Oh, don't give more. But then they'll say, give me more. Give me more. They'll say, I want to do more. Give me hours, I want to do dhikr. Extend it, increase it. So shall I tell you the formula that will take you towards increased quantity? Will you practice on it? Inshallah. MashaAllah, you are pious from before. But we need to be a promotion. Someone stopped on 20, someone's on 10, someone's on 30, someone's on 50. Naqshbandis, eat good and do dhikr as well at the same time. Our great forefather Hazrat Bahauddin Naqshband Rahmatullahi Alayhi said, eat good, eat a lot and at the same time do a lot of dhikr as well. And what do we say? Oh, eat a little bit. The other mashaykh, other sitsa say, eat less, speak less, and do more dhikr. But we say, eat a lot, but then fulfill the haqq of that food. Not just you keep eating and then you don't do dhikr. And what do we say? Wear good libas, good attire, have a nice house with halal money, halal earnings. Live clean house, don't live in the jungles. What do we say, the Naqshbandis? Live in the dunya, live in the world, with the people of the world. And at the same time, have Allah Ta'ala in your heart. So don't leave the dunya. Live in the world. Allah Ta'ala sent us. But have Allah in your heart. Naqshbandi silsila teaches us practical way of life. Should we not do shukr of Allah that He's given us? No shaykh says, detach yourself from this. First, my shaykh, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, advised me. He knew I was from the dunya, where he's come from. He's a businessman. And what does he do? My shaykh knew this. The first advice my shaykh said, remember this, Faruqi sahab. You have come towards the path of the tasawwuf, the fiqhi line. He knew that my hand was going into the hand of the ghawth of his time. And it was my hands going into his hands. And he explained to me first, that be careful of one thing, Faruqi sahab. Be aware that now you are about to become a fakir. You are rich at that time. You are rich. And I didn't even know what Shaykh was saying to me, my Shaykh, that what time will come in my life, how life will change for me. And I thought I'm here for success of the dunya. He said, you're about to become a fakir. Remember one thing very clearly, Faruqi sahab. And when you have the khanka, at that time I didn't even have a khanka. I didn't know what is khanka. He said, don't sit in the corner of the khanka doing ibadah all day long and leave the dunya. No, don't do this. Don't just measure, spend your time at your house, in your room, or in the corner of the masjid and do zikr and teach people zikr. Hazrat said, I don't like this. And I said, I don't want to hear this. All your life long as your life is there, earn with your hands. Subhanallah. My Shaykh taught me this. And what do? Nowadays we start a business, then we stop. I show you the letters my Shaykh wrote to me. He said, go to your shop yourself. Run your business yourself with your own hands. Look after your business. When you have time for working, then totally work and focus and earn your rizq from your hands and don't beg in front of other people and ask for money. Never ask from anybody. Subhanallah, Hazrat said this. And I said, me? I am, you know, from a different background. How is this going to be achieved? I know that when a person goes in the path of Allah, Hazrat knew this, that when you go in the path of Allah, you've got to detach, decrease the dunya bit. But the hukam here was that don't take out too much that you become a fakir and you're reliant on other people. No, my Hazrat said, live in the world, live correctly, with justice and balance, earn, go to work, run your business so that you can fulfill your expenses, have a job, employment, run your business, so you're living in the dunya, and at the same time you remember Allah and teach this to others. Whichever job you have, career, employment, business, every job is jais if it's within the realms of the deen. Alhamdulillah. Whatever job you have, subhanAllah. MashaAllah, people, they have a dangerous job, occupation. Even that is jais. And waqi, most definitely, really. You have seen officers in the police force in Pakistan, in India, I'm saying, that they don't take 1 rupee of corruption, of rishwat, of bribery. They live their lives on their earnings. They never look to get more in corruption and bribery. And they did dhikr of Allah at the same time, that the world was amazed with their great practice. They were just, balanced. MashaAllah. So our Naqshbandi Sisla tells us, eat, drink, and remember Allah Ta'ala at the same time. Don't forget Allah. Allah says in Surah Jummah, فَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Remember Allah كَثِيرًا كَثِيرًا, in abundance. And then Allah says, seek my fadl, bounties in the world at the same time. Seek my bounties in the world. But never detach yourself from the dhikr of Allah. Never be lazy with the dhikr of Allah. Allah says, when you pray salah, as soon as Jummah is finished, Surah Jummah, Allah says, before Jummah, Allah Ta'ala says that stop all of everything. This is an announcement from Allah Ta'ala in Surah Jummah. Severe. That whenever you hear the azan of Jummah, stop your work. Stop everything, put the shutters down, close the business, put the phones down, and run, prepare for Jummah, and run to the masjid. Hurry to the masjid. And as soon as Jummah finishes, Allah gives a'lan, announcement, go back. Allah Ta'ala doesn't say go and work or run the business. Allah Ta'ala has announced, fadl, seek my fadl in the world, Allah says. The fadl has become for you after Jummah. So, as I said, go back and see how you will earn with Allah's fadl, because that job, have I stopped you from working and earning? Allah says, no. Allah Ta'ala said, before Jummah, I stopped you. But now after Jummah, when you go and seek and earn and run your business, this will become my fadl, bounties. It's not the word of the Quran. Allah says, go and seek my fadl, my bounty. But both times, before Jummah and after, your earnings and work and effort and striving and working and business will become fadl when? وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah says, don't forget me. Even then, keep doing dhikr in your heart. Your shop, your business, in the office, sitting at the desk, keep doing dhikr of Allah. Keep doing dhikr of Allah. So this is the life of a Muslim. Sitting, Allah Ta'ala doesn't say leave your job for Islam, sit in the corner of the mosque all day, all night. No. Tariqah, live in the world, balance your life, and remember Allah Ta'ala in the heart. So, our mazhab, Islam, is a natural way of life. Naqshbandi silsila, the Naqshbandi teachers teach you a balanced way of life. Because this is not a insignificant chief. The chief of the Naqshbandi silsila, who is this? As Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he is our forefather spiritually. And such a great sahabi, and such a great silsila emanates from him. This silsila started from, he is the chief. And he was the greatest sahabi. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has attached us to this silsila, this chain of sheikhs back to Abu Bakr Siddiq. May Allah Ta'ala keep us attached to this till death. Who knows about tomorrow? May Allah save us from shaitan and shar and evil. So as I was saying, the formula for success. What is the formula? So that we can do abundance of ibadah without complaining. Allah says, you can do everything. You can pray tahajjud easily. You can do 20, 25 tasbih at any time. Alhamdulillah. There are 20, 25 people in our silsila whose breakfast started 50,000. They did dhikr of Allah in the morning at breakfast time. Allah Ta'ala gives them the bounty. 30, 40,000 remembrance of Allah's name in the morning. That's their breakfast. We just stop on 15,000, 10,000. We're seeking Allah Ta'ala's bounty and His pleasure. No. So, how many? 20, or please, 50. First, do it correctly. So what do we have to do? Allah Ta'ala, we are seeking Allah Ta'ala's nearness, isn't it? We're seeking Allah Ta'ala. We should have passion and desire. Okay, Shaykh, no problem. So don't worry about time, or it's going to take time. I'll give you the formula that will bring barakah into your worship. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, Allah says in the Quran. What should we do? First and foremost, we have to make an objective of life. What is my objective of life? Think, sit down, that when I die and leave this world, when I depart from here, I should leave this world the richest person in the world. This should be my objective. I've earned so many palaces and mansions in Jannah, paradise. I want to leave this world as the billionaire, trillionaire of the hereafter, that they're waiting for me and there's too much for me to have in the hereafter. This should be our target in life. First, top of the list. Every Naqshbandi should have this target in his life. Number one on the list. What do you want to do in this world? What do you want to achieve? I might die tomorrow, today, or the day after. But I want to leave this world as the most richest person. My eyes close, I die, I have precious pearls and jewels and stones and luxuries and comforts. Allah Ta'ala said, this is what should be your objective in this life. So this should be your objective target, that I'm going to achieve this before I die. I'm going to earn the greatest rewards of thereafter and become the richest man. So now I need the wealth. So don't lose courage. Or say I will earn this, definitely, inshallah. With Allah Ta'ala's help, I'm going to earn this before I pass away. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, so definitely I will earn this. What is Allah Ta'ala's hukum? Fastabiqul khayrat. How should you start your life? The objective life, this is our form. This should be our formula. So this is where we start. Step number one, objective. To become the richest person. And number two, that don't think any deed is small thing. Never. Say it loudly. Don't consider any sin, any good deed as a small deed. Don't consider any good deed as hard, and don't consider any good deed as a small deed. Oh, it's not important. Oh, it's not significant. Even if it's the so-called smallest of deeds, think of it the biggest. Don't make excuses. Oh, I can leave it. Doesn't matter. No, never make this mistake. Tie a knot around that practice. The question doesn't arise that I'm going to leave it. Jump onto the action. First, tabiqul khairat. Become like a fly and attach yourself to it. You know, like someone says, give me a glass of water. Then the whole masjid should stand up and run to get the glass of water for me. If I ask for a glass of water. So you can get the water. Or if someone around us says, I'm going home. Can you take me home? Then everyone should run. Please come with me. Come with me. I'll give you a lift. I'm not speaking about me. Everyone should have the same. Oh, I want to go to such a place. Where do you want to go? Shall I take you? If one person in this mosque make a request, everyone in this masjid should try. If I say I want to go there, or you say to me, I want to go there. I'll try to run away. Don't ask me. Oh, I want to go there. Oh, he's going there, that brother. Oh, you going there, brother? Take him. Because I'm a bit busy. I can't be. Oh, subhanAllah. I never said you can go with me. I'm not even going that way. I'm going towards my house. Allahu Akbar. We run away from earning the deeds. What does the Quran tell us? What should be our basis? Run towards the opportunity. Run towards the good deeds. Any small, so-called small opportunities. Allah Ta'ala says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا khairat. Listen, brothers, listen. SubhanAllah. There's no small, big. On the Day of Judgment, I'll tell you hadith. Just came to my mind. Beautiful hadith, the meaning I'm going to present to you. On the Day of Judgment, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, there will be a faqir who will require, be in need, who will have a need of deeds so he can be forgiven. And mashallah, then we talk about the faqirs, the true faqirs who are the walis of Allah. Not the people who beg in the world, who knock on the door, please give us money. And the faqir, Islamically, is something else. In tasawwuf, faqir means the pious person, the wali, the friend of Allah. Yeah, faqir, the person who has annihilated his desires, crushed his desires, he's become close to Allah. What is a faqir? Remember this point. A faqir is that person who doesn't love the dunya and ask from the dunya. He asks just from Allah. That's it. All his needs, he presents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if he dies hungry, even if he's got faqa, poverty in his life, who will he ask from? Allah. He will not extend his hands to the people. He will not beg to the people. He won't tell people about his needs. I've seen a person like this. Hazrat Ghawsul Adam, my Sheikh, Hazrat Sheikh Ali Murtaza, rahmatullahi alayhi. Weeks would pass, he had nothing at home. Poverty. He had young children, kids. Outside, he was fresh. And he showed he had no issues. He followed his same routine about that. Never would he show that he hasn't eaten for 7 days. He's got no roti at home, no flour. Until the final day, he never showed to anyone that he was struggling. He was a darvish. Not excuses, asking people, pleading to people. That's not a faqir. Faqir relies on Allah 100%. Faqir is that person who asks from who? Just Allah. Allahu Akbar. And if you attain the company of such a faqir and you spend on that person, hi, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, I will give you such a reward you can never imagine. You can never imagine. This is the khidmat, the service of the friend of Allah. If you find a wali Allah, if you find a true friend of Allah who's a faqir, and you spend or give a gift to something, I'll tell you some beautiful things. I can't say anything to you because I'm scared in front of people saying things. Otherwise, they give fatwas. I'm very careful, cautious, because otherwise many things are coming to my mind I could share with you. Many. We would shake if I share these things with you. And our passions, the tears would come to the eyes, but it's difficult to share everything. I swear by Allah, if you find a teacher who, for the sake of Allah, who has given his life for Allah, who has finished well, he says, I will not eat haram, but I will die. Who was a faqir, who was a true wali. And if an obstacle came in the path of Allah, he said, no, I won't go to this obstacle. It doesn't matter how many tests I have to go through, but I will pass this test. Allah will never take wrong. I will never do wrong job. I will not eat haram. I will not eat what's unlawful. Even if I go to poverty, That is called faqir, the wali. And how dare that person if he stops his sajda, his tasbih, or fulfilling the udus wala. And the biggest point is that never does the faqir complain to Allah. Allah, you're giving to this person, that person you haven't given to me. Allah, I'm hungry, I'm dying. No, in their dua, they never complain. They're like, Allah, I'm happy with you, Allah. I'm happy the way you've given to me the life. Allah, give me more like this. Ah, and what do we call these people? These are the true faqirs who don't complain and cry over difficulties and hardships. So on the day of judgment, a person will be called by Allah. The faqir will be called by Allah. The faqir on this world who was patient in life on hardships and difficulties and never cried and complained and criticized. And he will be sought forgiveness. Just like we ask forgiveness from each other in the world, Allah Rabbul Izzat, the Lord of the universe, will make an excuse in front of that faqir. Allah Ta'ala will say to the faqir, the excuse your hardship in the dunya, oh my wali, oh my friend. Allah will say this. The situation was this, that I wanted to see your life, what you really were. Did you pass the test? What were your conditions and the challenges? That how did you detach yourself from the world? And you never had the desire for dunya, materialism. People used to fall in love with the world. Say, oh, why are you doing this? It's hard for you. This is halal. Everything's jais, brother. Do tawbah after when you're old and you've got white hairs. Just get the money now. Doesn't matter how it comes in your pocket. Oh, burn down your warehouses and claim the insurance and claim haram. And do tawbah after. At least we just pray salah, isn't it? It's enough, isn't it? At least we've done umrah and hajj, isn't it? So Allah is ghafoor rahim. And your libas, your shakal, your attire, everything is done. Who are you trying to hide from? Who are you doing dramas and games with? Allah, khabir and basir, who can see and hear and knows everything. You are trying to play games and tricks. Oh, servant of Allah, clean yourself. Clean yourself. Every second, every part of the life, even your nails will speak to Allah on the day of judgment. This nail won't be mine on the day of judgment. It will be Allah's, my skin. They'll say, we are Allah's. Who are you telling us to hide the truth? We aren't scared of you, oh man. We are in front of Allah, our Rabb, and we're going to speak against you. My nails will say this, and everything of my body will speak against me on the day of judgment. Your finger, your stomach for which we do haram, our eyes that we gave enjoyment of haram, our body we thought we're giving enjoyment in the world, opposing Allah. The dhikr time's coming, beautiful subject, but anyway. So, what's the situation? The faqir, Allah will call him on the day of judgment. Allah Ta'ala will say, excuse me, oh my friend. Like two friends on the world, when one makes a mistake, say, sorry brother. Allah will say, look, you sacrificed, oh my friend. Come forward, oh my friend. Allah will call his friend. This is the meaning of the day. Come forward, my wali. Lift up your head and see what I have set aside for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Faqir, you are faqir? In the world, people laugh at him. Allah says, my faqir, he's come to me and he will have nothing. Impossible. Maybe in the world he had nothing, but on the day of judgment he'll have everything. Palaces, mansions, the richest, wealthiest person on the day of judgment. He will see his reward, he will be amazed. Allah, you give me this, and he will cry, Allah, I did nothing for you, Allah, in the world. I did nothing for you, Allah. I've done nothing to deserve this. Allah, I never fulfilled your rights, Allah. You've given me this, I was so bad, Allah, in the world. Ah, Allah will say, stop my wali, and then see what Allah says. Fastabiqul khayrat. Remember I said to you this in the world in the Quran? Listen carefully when I speak to you, brothers. Listen. Do you understand Urdu? You don't understand Urdu? You should know Urdu by now. Your Sheikh, he recites naats to you, couplets and nazams. Even Pathans have learned Urdu. You speak Pashto. They've learned Urdu. You don't know Urdu? What did I say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, don't go yet, my faqir, come back. See how close you are. Are to me. Look in the world how people distance from you on the day of judgment, resurrection. That individual who never asked you in the world. Remember I said to you, the service of the wali wala in this world, you have to look for the opportunity. What person is there today? That person who gave you water, oh my faqir in the world, who gave you dress, clothes, who was affectionate towards you. Every desire of yours he fulfilled and he did it in hiding. Nobody knew. Today go and grab hold of that person. And say to him, he will also get that reward on the day of judgment. The person who served you, my wali, and he will shriek. These are the words of the hadith. That wali, he will pass through people, and he'll run through the ummah on the day of judgment. He'll look for those people, that wali who served him, did khidmat. Come, please come with us and eat with us. Come with us, females. Doesn't matter. Let us serve you, Hazrat Sheikh. Lie down, Hazrat. Have rest. Come with us. Stay with us. There are very few people in the world. And a person until there's no announcement, people don't even go to the wali of Allah. They're looking for announcement. Even the son doesn't shake the hand of the father until the father gives the money to the son. This is the world today. Matlabi people. 1 week the son doesn't. 2 shops the father has given to the son. He doesn't come and meet me for weeks because he wants money from me. Is this not the dunya? My friends, I'm not criticizing anyone. This is the reality of the wretched dunya that we live in. That even the sons and the daughters, they leave the parents because the parents are not given the money that they want. The biggest admonishment and warning is for that person that he departs, he detaches from the parents. The parents gave him life and he leaves meeting them because they're not giving him anything. He wants to get something from them. SubhanAllah. So that wali of Allah will run looking for those people who served him. That a person just a little bit who served you in the world. He didn't know what you were. What was your maqam? And your Rabb loved you so much in the world, and there were people who served you even though they didn't know what you were. Allah Ta'ala put the veils in between the rank and the status of the wali. He'll run, they'll be sitting, waiting to be burnt in hellfire, crying, Allah, we're going to Jahannam, and us won't know that our fortunes will change. And that person, that wali, will run, and SubhanAllah, he'll say, I can't see any saving salvation, and that wali will come to me and say, He'll grab that person and say, come with me. He said, be quiet, quickly come with me. And he'll embrace that person, grab him, and he'll pull him into Jannah alongside with him. Why? Because that human being served and did khidmat of the wali of Allah. Fastabiqul khayrat. Whenever you get an opportunity to do a good deed, never reject the good deed. Never say good deed is not necessary, is small, and it's not important. Jump on the good deed. 11 o'clock in the night, 12 o'clock night, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting this hadith, the Sahaba ikram were present, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled and said, I can see a man. Ah, look at his vision. He's sitting with the Sahaba, and Allah showed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I can see a man in Jannah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is on the earth, and he's saying this hadith. What words of the hadith, greatness here for us. Rasulullah is sitting with the Sahaba, he said, I can see a man in paradise, he's enjoying himself. What's he doing? The carpet of Jannah, what's he doing? He's rolling around on the carpet of paradise. You know, like kids on the carpet, when there's a wedding, you go to halls in Pakistan, you have stages and carpets. And the kids, they don't use to carpets, they roll around on the carpet. He's rolling on that carpet, they're running on the carpet, they're enjoying themselves on the carpet, the rugs, because they love the comfort, the luxury. So look at the example Rasulullah is giving to us, that in happiness, this happens in a paradise, he is rolling around on his carpet in paradise, just like the child. Ask the child, you know, when he rolls around on the carpet, runs around in the hall or in the home, new carpet, and he's shrieking, laughing, and from behind the father's scolding him and telling him off, and the mother, but the child's enjoying himself on the new carpet, nice threads and luxury. So Rasulullah said, I can see the inhabitant of paradise, he's rolling around enjoying himself on his carpets in paradise, in his home. Why? Rasulullah said, for this reason, fastabiqul khayrat. Fastabiqul khayrat. This is a great maqam. Why has he got this reward? Did he read 1,000 Quran? Did he read 1,000 tahajjud nafil? Did he read 1,000 tasbihs every day? Did he do sujood 1,000 every few hours? Did he read many Qurans khatam in the week, in the month? Did he give so much sadaqah? No. Fastabiqul khayrat means not quantity. What does it mean? Once in the city, there was some paths, and he saw that there's a place, this person who got the reward, who was rolling around the carpet in paradise, he saw the thorns, the nettles in the pathways where he lived in his locality. And when people used to walk on the pathways, they used to walk on the nettles, the thorns. And Rasulullah is telling us this story of that man who got the reward of paradise. Whenever he used to see the nettles and thorns, he used to put his cloth on front, on top of that, or his hand, to protect the people walking on the pavement, on the street, from the thorns and the nettles. So when he used to see this, the people getting pricked and getting hurt and pain in the afternoon, it was hot, and he said, "Ah, let me clean this pathway. May Allah Ta'ala will become pleased with me. I'll clean." So he brought some tools and he started cleaning and wiping away the thorns and the nettles. And Allah Ta'ala loved this action of this person who removed the obstacle from the people in the pathway, the pain. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam narrated his hadith. Allah Ta'ala gave him Jannah, rolling on the carpet, for this deed. So never consider a good deed as a waste, brothers. Start from this objective number one. What will happen? That then you will never leave any good deed. You will run towards good deeds. When you consider every minute deed as good deed. For example, if I say to you, Allah Ta'ala said, sit down 3 times in the morning and evening. And yeah, just 3 times. And recite this. You say, okay, I'll recite this. This small good deed, you grab hold of it. You start from there. 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the evening. Not just 3 times, is that it? No, small deed. Start from that step. What will happen? Allahu Akbar. The more hardships you get in your life and problems after the tahajjud, how will I do this? Can I do this action, that action? No. So the shaykh, what he's told you, grab that first and practice it. So when the shaykh gives you a prescription, even a small deed, this is the sunnah of Allah. The sunnah ilahi is that when you jump onto a deed, then straight away Allah's rahmah, mercy descends from the heavens. Straight away. So grab hold of the prescription the shaykh gives you, small deed. When you practice it, Allah's mercies come from the heavens. And you think it's a so-called small deed, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I start to multiply that deed. It grows, multiplies, gets bigger. And then you become so used to, you become adi and used to doing deeds that you can't even feel that how many tasbihs am I doing? 10,000? 50,000, 20,000 are being so much, you don't even feel it because you started small, it went big and you never realized. You never think, am I up for tahajjud? You don't count, you don't feel it because it becomes a habit for you in life and it becomes your regular habit. Ramadan just passed a few months ago, didn't it? And Ramadan teaches us and then it goes, it moves. So you start from small deeds, good deeds, bring them into your life. First tabiqul khairat, never reject, never shun, never consider deed as small. And this small deed will multiply, the husn will increase, will become big for you. And in the day of judgment, in the akhirah, it will be the basis for our success. Because we have no amal, brothers. I have no amal. So let's make this the system for us, this small deed. If someone asks me for water, if someone is poor, he's standing in front of me, how do I know who he is? I should help him, assist him. Assist that person, take him home. Whatever you got food at home, feed him, give him water. Is it? I'm giving examples. Whatever, how, think of deeds. Do those deeds with yaqeen, certainty that Allah, I know due to this deed, you will forgive me. Allah, you will forgive me. And inshallah, you will be saved. You will succeed. And alhamdulillah, then you will start becoming the tahajjud ghuzar insan. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi was asked, Hazrat, you're such a great wali. How did you get to this status? The days are short. You're about to depart from the world. You're old now. You're old now. And you have a tasbih. Why do you need a tasbih in your hand, O Shaykh? And Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi said, what a weird thing you're saying. This tasbih, since when I have held it in my hand, I became Junaid. Otherwise, how would I be what I am today? When I started from this small tasbih. Not Nurani Qaeda. If you don't read Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, and then Nurani Qaeda after that, how will you become the Hafiz? You know Nurani Qaeda? Nurani Qaeda? First you read Alif, Ba, Ta, then Nurani Qaeda, then you become the Hafiz, then the Alim, then the scholar. So the first step is Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, Ja. You have to learn the letters, isn't it? Then Nurani Qaeda, you string the letters together, then words. So don't forget the small things. Put those pieces of paper to your eyes. We throw them away. Alif, Ba, Ta, Nurani Qaeda, we throw it away. I've seen my people, the Hafiz, all their life they protect. I can never forget my Qaeda. I can never forget my sheet of Alif, Ba, Ta. This was where I started my life as a Hafiz, and they protect them. I say, put your hands up. How many Hafiz today have got their Qaeda and the Alif, Ba, Ta sheet? Very few hands will go up. Very few hands. Always appreciate. These things are very precious in the hands of Allah. We think these are small things. Allah says, value where you started from. The Hafiz will have the great maqam, who has qadr of those juz, the sapara, Nurani Qaeda, the shi, Alif, Bata, the card. He never wasted it, he never threw it away. Today he'll have it in his drawer. And dunya will call him Qari Saab, this Saab, that Saab. And the biggest Qari will be the best Qari who? Who protects and values and has qadr for his early documents and kitabs and booklets that he read from. So this maqam I've got today was due to the Hazrat Junaid said, no, you telling me to get away with the tasbih? Forget what I'm today. I will never forget my first sabak. How can I forget that night? That those first moments that went my night. How can I remember those moments that when I went to the faqir, my shaykh, and did tawbah that first night? How can I leave my tasbih? That was the start of my life. And until now, it is the most expensive thing for me. So I do tawbah from Allah, and I put my hand in the hand of the friend of Allah. So my brothers, good deeds are great indeed. Never consider a deed as small. Inshallah, today's small deed you practice, Allah says you'll become the biggest wali of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.